And welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. I'll be with you for the next hour spinning some very sweet tunes. Now, I want to play something from Dan Auerbach. It's called Shine On Me. It's from a solo record called Waiting On A Song. And the thing that I really find clever, and his band, the Black Keys, have done this too, listen to the chorus. Listen to the chorus. It's three words repeated three times. It's genius. Just in terms of its pop accessibility. Here it is, Dan Auerbach, Shine On Me, here on Ear Candy. Kick back and enjoy.
I gotta give me a plan.
Yes, and that is none other than the Red Hot Chili Peppers, favorite of our manager here at Local FM, Brian Cleveland. I'll throw that one out to him. That's off of The Getaway, and after, you know, a long, hard Canadian winter, lots of people like to have a getaway. Before that, we heard Halfway There, Sheryl Crow. Clever songwriting from Sheryl Crow. It's off a record called Be Myself, just Sheryl Crow doing what she does best, which is pop music. She's done a few forays into other genres, soul music, a record called West of Memphis. She did one country music record, you know, a format. Neither one really appealed too much to me. So, you know, she's going back to her forte and just being herself again. And that song has a little bit about the right and the left of the political spectrum, all dressed up as a opposites attract kind of love song. Very clever lyricism and songwriting by Sheryl, as always. And we start the show off with Shine On Me. And speaking of clever, wow, a three-word chorus, Shine On Me, and then some acoustic guitars that sort of mimic, oh, I don't know, Juice Newton from way back in the 70s, a song by her, I think. And then just repeat it three times. Or is it four? Three words, like there's a maximum in pop music writing, don't bore us, get to the chorus. And Dan Auerbach, when he puts his mind to it, is a genius at that. I think that's the only word to describe it. He's a genius. Yes. There's a Black Keys song. He's a member of the Black Keys. And the chorus was five notes. La, 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 la. Well, excuse my singing voice, but five notes up and down the scale. And even if you're vocally challenged like I am, you can manage that. The whole audience, I saw them do it live. The whole audience is singing it because they can. No words. You don't even have to remember words. Just la, la, la. So this Shine On Me, maybe it's him going a little too far. I mean, three words that you have to remember? Come on. Dan, you can do better than that, buddy. All right, here's what I got up for you next. I got this idea of you go camping in the summer. Maybe you have family, or maybe you just like camping. You like going out with your trailer or your tent, and you love, you know, meeting new people or just getting around with your kids around the campfire, and someone breaks out an acoustic guitar, and you have a sing-along. So I asked my daughter. She mentioned she loves summer camp. And she had mentioned that they had played these songs. And of course, she fell in love with them, the whole experience of these songs ingrained in her now. So I asked her for three campfire songs. So we're going to do that. It's going to be folky stuff, if you will, or sing-along stuff. The first one up is a track called Fur from Bits and Trapper, which is one of their most popular songs. Now, Eric Early is the lead Bits and Trapper guy. And I think he has written this sort of song on later records and done it better. The lyrics make more sense and the melodies are a little bit better and the musical presentation is a little bit better. That's just my feeling. But this one, you know, it's the first one he did of this style. People just have it ingrained in their brains. So I was playing it the other day and my daughter was singing every word, every single word. And there's a lot of words in the song. It's just not one of these Dan Auerbach things with only three words in a chorus. There's a lot of words. So let's try it out. This is Bits and Trapper with the title track to the record called Fur, F-U-R-R, here on ear candy.
Yeah, when I was only 17, I could hear the angels whispering. So I drove into the woods and wandered aimlessly about until I heard my mother shouting through the fog. It turned out to be the howling of a dog, or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong, for my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. You should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please. But now my fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, through the howling winds that blow, across the ancient distant flow, that fill our bodies up like water till we know. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on a fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you've learned.
Bill and his elephants. Captain Marvel zapped him right between the eyes.
Artichokes sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill?
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
And that was Fleetwood Mac with Landslide. Stevie Nicks singing that one. A record made really in a hurry after Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined Fleetwood Mac in 1975. Very well-known song, but apparently, according to my campfire expert, a leading campfire song. And since it was never a single and never a hit, I guess we have a mandate. We could play that even though it's a fairly well-known tune. And I guess, you know, you'll be at a campfire, you're going to be playing well-known tunes. So speaking of that, before Landslide, we heard Bungalow Bill, the Beatles. Oh, it seems like it's putting down people from the suburbs. And I live in the suburbs. So, you know, these Beatle guys, we should burn their records. That's what we should do. But apparently Bungalow Bill, all the children sing, "Hey, Bungalow Bill." You can hear Yoko Ono on that tune. You can hear Ringo Starr joining in the chorus, a very sing-along chorus. John Lennon, again, every time going, "All the children sing." He made sure that you knew it was a sing-songy kind of chorusy, everybody join in. So no wonder it's popular around campfires all over the world. And we started things off with Blitzen Trapper. That's from a band from Oregon. Very productive band. Excellent band. Not terribly well known. Surprising for how excellent their music is that they don't have a much, much larger following. But we heard the title track from their record, Fur, which starts off, "When I was only just 17, and then 21 and 23 and so forth. A whole kind of crazy song about dogs and wolves and I don't know what it's like to be a single guy and growing up and growing into adulthood. I don't want to ruin the song for you. You heard it for yourself. Now, speaking of kind of folky songs, we're going to move into some new territory, but it will start out kind of folky so that we have a nice transition. We're going to hear a track called I Love You, I Don't Love You by Lisa LeBlanc. She is a New Brunswick singer. She describes her music. Seems like everyone has to have a category or a genre these days, right? So she describes her music as folk trash. And I like it because it's original. So, you know, you make it seem like a genre, but you're the only one in it. It's the folk gutter, folk trash, she's in it. It's from her record called Why You Wanna Leave Runaway Queen, which has received a lot of airplay and acclaim amongst the campus and community radio stations across Canada, charting well on Earshot. If you ever listen to the Earshot 20, hosted by Anthony Emin and Brian Cleveland, I'm sure you've heard Lisa LeBlanc many times. It starts off very folky, very Celtic, I would say, in terms of the kind of music it is. And then it gets this heavy kind of dark or spacious rock treatment in the second half of the song. So I like it, and it transitions. And then that sort of big, spacious sound leads me to the next track, which will be called Baby Boy by Mother Mother, off a record called No Culture. No Culture because Mother Mother, a Vancouver band, doesn't think that today's society has a culture. And I got reflecting on that point of view and realizing, well, you know, pop music is a genre of music that has assimilated every other form. You can think of pop songs that have jazz in it, you know, things like Moondance. You can think about reggae and what Bob Marley did, but a lot of that was taken up by pop and rock music in the mainstream, like I Shot the Sheriff. You can think of bluesy tunes, any kind of musical form that's out there. Pop's kind of amorphous. It just kind of absorbs everything and spits it out in a redefined, more accessible format, I would call it. So if you have no culture, perhaps it's the same idea, which is, you know, I remember a time that you didn't have things like Chinese food. And I mean, real, authentic Chinese food. You didn't have all these other kind of foods and textures and music and stuff you can hear here at Local FM in terms of our cultural impact and the breadth and scope of the programming. We didn't used to have that. So in a way, we've kind of absorbed a lot of cultures. And maybe Ryan Guldeman, the head guy from Mother Mother's, kind of absorbed that fact and thought, oh, and laments, we have no culture. But in fact, maybe what he's really reflecting is we've absorbed a lot of cultures. We have a culture that has a lot of flavors to it. And I think people like it that way. And we're going to end the set off with a track called Holy Commotion from The Pretenders, which is really Chrissy Hynde these days. And so let's get going. Let's get back to I Love You, I Don't Love You, Lisa LeBlanc and her ruminations on love, I guess, here on Ear Candy.
Yeah.
That indeed is a holy commotion. That's the Pretenders off of a record called Alone, which you would think if you're going to call a Pretenders record Alone, you might just call it Chrissy Hynde, but she didn't. She's got her own reasons. She made that one with Dan Auerbach. We featured a song from him at the top of the show this episode. So there's a connection. Just a second. I got to count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, that's 8 degrees of separation. Well, that's 1 more degree of separation more than normal, so I guess I shouldn't have mentioned how connected those two songs were. Before that, we heard Baby Boy, Mother Mother, and that is off of No Culture. And then I Love You, I Don't Love You from Lisa LeBlanc, and it's off of her record called Why You Want to Leave Runaway Queen. That was actually a lyric in I Love You, I Don't Love You, if you were catching that one or not. I just hope you enjoyed it. All right, we're going to move on to something a little more nerdy. Yes, I think that's the right word. I think that's the technical word for it. We're going to hear a track from Word Burglar. He's a Canadian rapper. He raps about common cultural touchstones of his generation, of his Canadian generation. So you might hear hockey references, Tim Horton references, Star Wars references, video game references, all sorts of common cultural references. So this whole Mother Mother thing of No Culture, I don't know. I think Word Burglar would disagree. I think he's a reflection of our culture coming right back at you. You want to know what our culture is like for that generation, for Ryan Goldman's generation? Check out Word Burglar. So we're going to do that. Then we're going to hear a track from the Jesus and Mary Chain. That's a Scottish band. We're going to hear a track called All Things Pass. It's got a line in the lyrics in this song, I'm a grizzly bear. And I just can't get enough of it. I don't know what is attractive about that line to me. But every time it comes up in the song, I smile. So you can look out for that one. And then we're going to hear a track from Sloan, kind of a rock track. One of the edgier, catchier, out-and-out rock songs. It's from a record called Never Hear the End of It. That's a common phrase, a common expression. It was a double record, that's why they called it that. And we're going to hear a track called People Think They Know Me, But They Don't, is the refrain. So let's get going with some very catchy hip-hop, I'll call it. And we're going to hear Rhyme O'Clock by Canada's Word Burglar here on Ear Candy. One second. Let's get Word Burglar up here. Here we go. That's him.
It's more like the word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let your bird. What's the time on your watch? 5 o'clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird. Yo, let's. What's the time on your watch?
Rhyme O'Clock. We melt minds like Spock. Bubbling like Coronas when a lime is dropped. In the wild making noise like when pines get chopped. Moving heads like ladies whose behinds are hot. Designed to rock. Sign with props and an affidavit stating we define the spot. So why not bring on the next hype bringer? We take him out the ring like your ex-wife's finger.
Bigger pain in the ass and having bet bugs. I mentioned to get in the track so cats forget some. Lukewarm radio path that's taking your cap for thinking as a flattened Stetson. Shallow, proceed with showtime at the gallows. To gallow, your roast like Pink or Clark battles. Metallo, don't keep your comics round me. True reader for real, ask Word Burgie.
It's more like the Word Bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. And yo, let's your bird. What's the time on your watch? 5 o'clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock. Yo, bird. Yo, let's. What's the time on your watch?
5 o'clock. Greenwich Mean, top notch digital. Wait, kids, talks, weak, slop, songs, pitiful. Gag me with spoon, bark, not minimal. Claggy and 6-2, all y'all syllables. Stay simple for the sake of sibilant syllabus. For the simian, serious motherfucker, I rhyme. Keep it bumping like a big building is building it. With the burden, the business, you bridesmaids aren't brides. We're married to the flow.
Halifax to Orlando, run the millennium like Han Orlando.
Is that word, bro?
Yeah, you know it, fam. And I'm down with Sharon like Lois and Graham. Goddamn! Spread new dope rhymes all over the streets like Ed 209. Then we take it national like Peter Mansbridge and eat all the food in your grand fridge.
Not now, but right now. Checking your watch. Never ask me what time it is.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
It takes more than rhymes to rock this.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Checking your watch. Never ask me what time it is.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
It takes more than rhymes to rock this. This time.
See, I want for the trouble.
With fresh kills, it's lightning or broken. Beat time of time like the son of Odin.
The super villains, forget Loki and Red Skull. We leave you more blue than a depressed Brett Hull.
Hold breach to your ego, see no evil. Peanuts like bald people feeding beagles.
You'll be needing needles for your DJ to scratch this.
Never sell out,
but we're always on the backlist.
Gotta re-up
before we get torrented.
Haters gonna hate,
but it's really unwarranted.
Yo, you want some more of this?
Yeah.
Good,
we knew there was a reason we came up to your hood.
To rock it non-stop,
keep it hot on stage.
We do it big time, like the clock on play.
It's more or less a word bird up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock.
And yo, let's
your bird.
What's the time on your watch?
5 o'clock. We all up in the spot with the speakers turned on and the mics are hot. We got people in the place who came to rock.
Yo,
bird.
Yo, let's. What's the time on your watch?
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Checking your watch. Never ask me what time it is.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
When is it?
Not now, but right now.
Checking your watch.
Never ask
what time it is.
When is it?
Yeah, that is Sloan. And people think they know them, but they don't. They're telling you they don't. They got a real rock attitude. They got an attitude problem. Let's just admit it. That's an attitude problem. And I've talked to them about it, but I never hear the end of it, which is the album that that song is from. Before that, we heard All Things Pass. That's the Jesus and Mary Chain. A little bit of a 90s feedback rock. I guess that's sort of what they were famous for in their heyday. And that's off of a record called Damage and Joy. Odd combination. And we started that set off with Rhyme O'Clock. And that's a Word Burglar off of his record called Third Burglar. He's always got little puns in there. In fact, I was noticing in that song that he put in Star Trek, Spock. I was like, oh, I thought you were completely a Star Wars guy. All his album covers are little cartoons, because another element that features very heavily in the oeuvre of Word Burglar is comic books. Comic books reign supreme. And, you know, I used to read comic books when I was a kid, but, you know, gave it up somewhere along the way. Lost that sense of innocence and fun. Too bad. All right, it's 4:57 here at the station. You might be listening to the show elsewhere in the country, and so you have to check your local listings for that. You know when it plays. I do appreciate you tuning in. And let's just try and get one more on here. Something from Canadian Daniel Romano. This one is called Roya here on Ear Candy. Come back next week. We'll do it all again.
Standing in some astral plane where there are no shadows, Roya. I am only but the memory of my body. I was searching all directions when you caught me, laying breathless as I tried to scream your name anywhere the wind. Roya, my guardian of my soul, and the empty days of old, I think they're over. For I smell oleander from the grove. Roya, your spirit is a dream that reaches daylight. Blossoming inside you till it lay right on your tongue. To never tell no one, but you told me. I can hear it singing now. Roya, my guardian of the soul. The empty days of old, I think they're over. For I smell. Yes,